Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet with the final podcast in this, the fifth perek. We're looking at the final Mishnah, Mishnah Chet, which takes us down to the least sanctified, as it were, of the Korbanot, and that is the famous threesome of the Shlamim, Abachor, Vamaaser, VeHapesach. Bachor, of course, being Bachor Behemah Tahorah, Maaser is Maaser Behemah, and the Korban Pesach. Kochim Kalim, Shchitatam Choma Kom Bazara again. But here is something unique, V'damanta Unmatana Chad. All three of them have the same Matanot, which is one Matana. No Saviv, no Shtaim Shein Arba, Matana Chad. Vajitain Keneged Yisod, but it has to be put near the Yisod, and we already defined where the Yisod goes and where it doesn't go. Now, Shina B'Achilatan, there's a differentiation when it comes to how they are eaten. Habachor Nechala Kohanim. Bechor is all eaten by Kohanim. Maaser l'chol adam. Maaser is eaten by anybody, but Bechor and Maaser share the following. Nachalin b'chol ha'ir, eaten anywhere in the city. Bechol ma'achal, any preparation. L'shtem im v'lai l'chad, that day, the next day, and the night in between. Now, a Pesach, however, has four limitations. Ein nachal alavale, it can only be eaten at night. I mean, the day that you shecht it, you can't eat it till that night. Ein nachal alachatzot, must be eaten by midnight. Only the people included in the korban can eat it, not the chol adam. And famously, it must be eaten roasted, so it's not in any form of preparation. Now, Mantana, who is the authority who teaches our Mishnah, who taught, and this is the point, as Rashi brings out, that Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach all have the same matan damim, which is zrika, which is only said explicitly in the context of the Bechor. How do we know that the Pesach and the Maaser Behema must be thrown? Amar Rav Chista Rabbi Yosef Glilihi, and we already encountered him in the previous parak, the Tan Rabbi Yosef Glilihi Omer, Chalboldan Omer Ala Chalbam. When it talks about the Bechor given to the Kohanim, it doesn't say you burn its fat, but their fat. Damoldan Omer Ala Damam. It doesn't say you throw its blood, it says you throw their blood. What's the plural? The Mera Bechor Maaser Pesach Shdurim Matan Damim. It teaches you that Maaser and Pesach are also included there, and they need damim, ve'imurin legabe mizbeach, so zvikat adam and haktarat chalavim, which is said explicitly b'chor, are now attached to maaser and pesach also. So therefore we see that b'chor, maaser, and pesach, according to Rebbe Segli, they're all the same rule, and therefore they all have zurika. Now, kenegal yisod nanalan, who says that the one matana that's given has to be kenegal yisod? Rebbe Eliezer at yazrika zurika meola. Rebbe Eliezer offers the first possibility that we learn v'zarkuat damo, v'zarkuat damam in our pasuk with v'tadam v'zarkuat damo in the beginning of Vayikra about the ola, and the ola we know has to be near the yisod. V'ola gufa menalan, this we saw earlier, dichtiv el yisod mizbach ha'ola. The yisod is called yisod mizbach ha'ola, which teaches limeda al olat chovasha tuna yisod, that the ola has to be put on a place where there's yisod, which is why when he had the shtayim shein arba, the southeast corner was out. So imal alan shtei matanot shein arba afkan shtei matanot shein arba. If that's the case, then maybe the bechor needs two that are four, like an ola. Rabaya, if no, because lama lemichtav saviv bola v'saviv b'chatat. Why did the Torah say saviv in the case of the ola and saviv in the case of the chatat? Because now the Torah said it in those two places explicitly, it closes it off and says only in those two places. And of course, that means that if the Torah does not say saviv explicitly, the default is not saviv, only one matana. However, what we keep running into Rabbi Yehuda, who is the mandamar malamdin, what would Rabbi Yehuda say? The answer is have asham shlosha. In the case of the asham, it also says saviv. And as I put as a note, also in Shlavim it says Saviv. And so therefore we have really Arba Ktuvim. So therefore, in all the cases where it doesn't say Saviv, which is Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach, it is only one. Ushlosha v'adayin melamdin. Certainly if there's three, and certainly if there's four, in melamdin. Okay, Bechor nachal kohanim. Now, question is, how do we know that a Bechor is eaten for 2 nights, for 2 days? Tanur Rabbanan, minayin lebechor shenachal shtemim v'layla, shenemar, uvesaram yelachak, chazer tuvach ushok ha'yamin. What does the Torah say in Parshat Korach when it gives the Bechor to the Kohanim? It says, you eat it like chazer tuvach ushok ha'yamin, which is the matanot from the Korban Shlamim. Ikshakatuv lechazer ushok shel Shlamim. What do we know about Shlamim? Mashtu nechal mishtemim v'layla chad, bechor nechal shtemim v'layla chad. And after all, we said in earlier Mishnah, Hamuram Ramayam Kayotzebayim, which means that which you give to the Kohanim from your Shlamim have the same Din of Shlamim, 2 days and one night. So therefore, the Bechor is also 2 days and one night. At some particular point when they were in Yavne, it may have been after the return to Yavne, this question was raised, Bechor lacham ane'achal, how long do you have to eat a Bechor? You have to imagine that this was a painful question to ask in the shadow of the Korban. Nanar Bitarfon from Ashtemim Valai Lachar. Bitarfon, who was sitting, shall we say, at the head, at that point said, 2 days and one night. Hayasham Talmid Achad, Shaba Levet Midrash, Levne Chachamim Tchila. It was his first day in the Beit Midrash. He came from the Galil, and he was Rabbi Yossi Haglili. This is when he first met him. Amarlo, he said to Bitarfon, Rabbi Menayin Lach, how do you know that it's 2 days? Amarlo Bani, Shlamim Kochim Kalim, Chorma Kochim Kalim. I said simply, Binyanav. Shlamim are kochim kalim. A bechor is a subset of kochim kalim. Ma shlamim nachal mishtayamim v'lay lachad. Bechor nachal mishtayamim v'lay lachad. So it follows the shlamim. Amar lo, Rizvizigli said, Rebbe, bechor matana lekohen v'chatat masham matana lekohen. I've got a different binyanah. Bechor is a gift we have to give to the kohanim, and chatat and asham are given to the kohanim, not like shlamim that we keep ourselves. Ma chatat masham liyom v'layla, bechor not liyom v'layla. So maybe all matanot lekohanim go for 1 day in that night, like chatat and asham, so bechor the same. Amarlo, so now Rabbi Tarfon gets revved up, nidon davar midavar, v'nomod davar midavar, which means, let's use analogies to reason out. Ma shlamim ein ba'in al chet, after all, shlamim are not coming because you sinned. Avachor no ba'al chet. So shlamim nechor are more similar, unlike chatat, which obviously comes for a chet. So ma shlamim nechal shtayim ben b'lay lachad, v'chor nechal shtayim ben b'lay lachad. Amarlo, Rabbi came back and said, Rebbe, nidon davar midavar, v'lamed davar midavar. I'll do the same thing and bring an analogy. Chatat v'asham matanah l'kohen u'bechor matanah l'kohen. They're both matanot l'kohen. Plus, machatat v'asham ein ba'im b'neder v'davai. You cannot voluntarily offer a chatat and asham. You can only do it if you're chayev. Av b'chor yon didar b'neder v'davai. You also can't make up a b'chor. You can't call an animal b'chor. Either it is or it isn't. Unlike shlamim, which you can voluntarily bring. So machatat v'asham nachal yom echad, av b'chor nachal yom echad. So what happened? Rabbi Tarfon was finished. Kafatz. Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva stepped in. Vinistalek Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was quiet, moved away. Amarlo. And so now Rabbi Akiva's answer was, Arei Omer uvesara mihi alach. The Torah says that the meat of the Bechor will be for you, the Kohanim, like Chazeh V'Shok. Hekishana katuv l'chazeh v'shok shol shlamim. So let's move away from analogies and let's move to a Hekesh, meaning a textual analogy, a juxtaposition. The Torah compared the Bechor to Chazeh V'Shok, which we assume is Chazeh V'Shok of Shlamim. Ma'aslam nechal shtayim b'lay l'chav, v'chor nechal shtayim b'lay l'chad. Amar lo b'yosegli, he said back, hikishato l'chazeh v'shok shlamim, v'ani l'kishto l'chazeh v'shok shol todah. All the Torah says is that the Bechor is like Chazeh V'Shok. Maybe it's Chazeh V'Shok of a todah, which is for 1 day and that night. Ma'an nechal d'yim b'lay l'chav, v'chor nechal d'yim b'lay l'chav. Amar lo, so Bekiva came back and said, Harehu omer v'sara mihi alach. The Torah says, the meat is yours. Yours. She'ein tam lomer l'chayyeh. There's no reason to say at the end of that same pasuk, l'chayyeh. Matam lomer l'chayyeh. Why does it add that? Osiva katuv havaya acheret b'bechor. You got another chance with it, which means an extra day. That's the report, and that's how Rabbi Kiva evidently got in the final word. Rishmael heard about this. Amar Lahan, he said, go tell my colleague Rabbi Kiva, Ta'ita, you made a mistake. Meaning, you should not have caved in on that last point and come up with another proof from Hielacha. You should have told him that your suggestion of having the Todah, the Chazeh V'Shok, be the Todah's Chazeh V'Shok is wrong. Why? Todah Mehechan Lamda, how do we know that the Chazeh V'Shok Bechla go to the Kohanim? Mishlamim, it's from Hekesh from Shlamim. The Var Lamin Hekesh Chazom Lamin Hekesh. Boy, did we work on this a few daf ago. You can't daisy chain a Hekesh. So you can't say, Todah gets Chazeh V'Shok from Shlamim. And so therefore, Todah, which is now compared to Bechor, according to you, Todah is a day and a day, so therefore Bechor is a day, that's daisy chaining a Hekesh. Hayin alachal adun, l'lashon acharon, l'kal shon rishon. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel sent back a message, you should have stuck with your first answer and not retreated to the L'chayyeh. That was what he said. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, hi, L'chayyeh mayavile. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with that phrase, L'chayiyya? The answer is, the B'chor Balmum Shu Matana L'Kohen, that a Kohen even gets a B'chor that's a Balmum. So Matzin B'chor Torah. This is something that we don't find anywhere else, that a Balmum goes to the Kohen. So Rabbi Kiva, where's he going to get that from? Yaliflei mi Bisaram. The Torah says, Bisaram yelach, their flesh, the plural. Tam and Balmum. Chad Tam v'chad Balmum. Rabbi Shmuel says, mi Bisaram zahanach B'chorot kamar. Bisaram just means B'chor Kesev, B'chor Eiz, look at the Pasuk. Different B'chorot. But not Tam and Balmum, that I get from Yehielach. Okay, now B'maikim Ipalgi. What are Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel essentially disagreeing about? That Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Kiva, you shouldn't let Rabbi Yosei Glili have gone ahead. And Rabbi Kiva did. Mar Sarvar he menu v'davar chayar have hekesh. If you learn something via hekesh plus something else, is that a hekesh or not? So Rabbi Shmuel says it is. Therefore, it's a violation of hekesh la hekesh. Therefore, you should have cut him off. Mar Sarvar, Rabbi Kiva says law of a hekesh. It's not a hekesh. And therefore, it wasn't a violation. Now, what does that mean? Remember that it was not a direct hekesh of A to B and B to C, like we saw earlier in the parak, but rather, we were learning that Chazei v'Shok go to the Kohanim from Shlamim to Todah v'Hekesh. Once we had that, we then said Todah is for day plus, so the Bechor goes day plus, but it's not a direct Hekesh, it's kind of jumping up a level, or jumping over a level. And so that's the question, is that considered a Hekesh la-Hekesh? Now, Bish, the Mandamar Lave Hekesh. Now let's test these theories. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says, such a thing is not a Hekesh, Hainu Dichtiv, and now we'll see in the context of Avodat Yom Kippurim, V'chein Yaseh Le'ol Moed, that what you did inside the Kodesh Kedoshim is what you do in the Hechal. Keshem Shemazel, Yifanayim Lifim, Achat Lamal, V'Shava Lamata, Midam Apar, just like you do one up and seven down from Dam Apar, Kach Mazeh Be'Echal, you do the same thing in the Hechal. And just like you do one up and seven down from the Dam HaSair inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's what you do in the Echal. So now, according to the one who says that that's not a problem of a Hekesh, then we understand why you're allowed to then learn, because how did we know that you do one up and seven down? Because the Par says seven down, and the Sair says one up, we put them together, and you get one up, seven down for both, and then we apply them out. But that's not a directed hekesh la hekesh. Madavar hekesh, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, says that's a violation. Ma'ikalamemor, how can you do this derivation? The answer is mekomo tu degamri hamayhadari. They're not. It's not hekesh at all. What they're doing is simply comparing the places inside to out. Ba'itema, the other possibility is chutz ipnim b'chad zimna gamayor, that they learned the entire thing of chutz, meaning in the hechal from kodesh kodoshim, in one shot. So it was not a process. Now, Bishlam Alamandu Rav Hekesh, again, now we're going to say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand. The Torah says that when you bring the Shtehel Lechem, you bring it from your places. Shein Tam Lomar Taviyu. There's no reason to say Taviyu. Why does it say Taviyu? Kostum Evim Makom Acher Hareu Kazem, meaning anytime you bring Chametz, it has to be like this. Meaning, if you bring Lachmei Toda, that's the only other time you're going to bring Chametz, Rikike Nazir, and Lachmei Toda, and the Shtei Alechem. Mala Nisaron L'chala, just like here. In the Shtei Alechem, it's Shtei Asronim for two Chalot, which means one Nisaron per Chala, Afkan Nisaron L'chala. Similarly, when you bring the Toda, you have to bring one Nisaron per Chala, which means, by the way, 10 Nisaron for the 10 Chalot that are Chametz. Imala Shtei Asronim, Afkan Shtei Asronim. So why don't I just say that just like here for the Shtei Alechem, you bring two Isaron of flour. Similarly, for the 10, you bring two Isaron. Tamad Lomar Tiyana. Therefore, it says Tiyana, which means they have to be as they are, the same ratio. That's 10. V'lamadnu Asara L'chametz. Asara L'matzah Minayin. How do I know now that you have to bring 10 Isaron for the Matzot? Tamad Lomar Al-Chalot Lechem Chametz. In the next pasuk on the page, that the lachme toda al chalot, meaning the matzah is brought with chalot. Neged chametz ave matzah, meaning that the chametz has 10 isaron, so all the matzot, all 30 of them, have another 10 isaron. Now, the mandamar lo ave hekesh ma'ika lememar. Now, according to the one who says that this is not a hekesh, because this is not, again, a directed information going from A to B to C, but it's going from A to B and then jutting over to C, that's fine, according to Makiva. But according to Shmuel, this is a violation. The answer is Taviyu Yeterehi. The word Taviyu is extra. We're not learning from a Hekesh, as Rashi points out. We're learning from a really a Ribui. Okay, the last point is that the Mishnah talks about the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is only eaten till midnight. Mantana, so this is very famous, of Yosef Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he famous machloket, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Nimarkan Balayla Hazeh, you eat the Pesach Balayla Hazeh, and Amar Lahalan, Balrati, Ratzatan Balayla Hazeh, I will pass through Mitzrayim, God says, Balayla Hazeh. Meaning, Malalan Archatzot, Afkan Archatzot, God is passing through Mitzrayim, that is Makat Bacharot, that's midnight. So therefore, you eat the meat till midnight. Amar the Rabbi Kiva said, eat it in haste, meaning Ashat Chibazon, meaning you get to eat it until the time you got to run out of this town, which is, run out of Egypt, which is in the morning. So Bekiva, why does it say Balayla Hazeh according to you? Because I might think that Pesach is like any other korban, and every other korban is eaten on the day you slaughter it. And then later, either that night and the next day also, but that day, Tamalomar Balayla, therefore it says Balayla Hazeh, you have to eat at night, Balayla Yechavan Yom. Good. By my Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Doraita, who says that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And he's suggesting that the chatzot is the Doraita time. Maybe it's Rabbanan. In other words, the Mishnah at the beginning of Brachot that says the Kriyat Shema, for instance, has to be said by midnight, so you don't make the mistake of letting the whole night go past, may be extended to Pesach, and maybe even Rabbi Kiva would say, ideally you should eat it on chatzot, and maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. El HaKihatam, the answer is that the other three items that are listed about Pesach, which is Menuyav, Tzli, and Ella Balayla, Matam Doraita, they're all Doraita, Afkan Nami Doraita. Therefore, Chatzot is really the Doraita's man, and it really is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hadran Alach, Ezuhu Mekoman, Baruch Hashem, we have completed our study of the fifth parak of Masechet Zvachim. Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, will begin the sixth parak, Parak Kodshei Kodashim. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.